Welcome to Investment Moments with Momentum Investments, where we talk to investment professionals and financial experts about investments and savings. We unpack all things investments to give you insights to help your clients achieve their financial goals. I am Lavashni Naika, Communications Specialist at Momentum Investments. Joining me in studio is Theo Tablanche, Executive Head of Investment Management at Momentum Investments. Today, we talk about a more exciting initiative of ours, the new internship program called Pambili. Welcome, Theo. It's your first time on our podcast, hoping it's the start of many to come. Please tell our listeners more about yourself and your role at Momentum Investments.
Hi, Lavashni, and thanks for having me. As you already said, my name is Theo Tablanche. I'm the Executive Head of Investment Management at Momentum Investments. I've been with the group for the last 12 years in various roles in the past, including CFO at one point. And my current role is ensuring that the business has the appropriate strategy and that my colleagues and teams have all of the help and resources it requires to effectively execute on the strategy that we've set ourselves.
Sounds like a very big task. I'm glad that you seem to have a very calm exterior about it. Theo, you've selected two young individuals from a batch of about 900 applicants to begin a journey of an 18-month-long internship at Momentum Investments. Surely through COVID, this must have been a challenging task of interviewing people and trying to find the right fit for the role. Tell us more about the program, the meaning behind the name Pambili, and what it means to you personally.
Yeah, let me perhaps start from scratch. The internship program is something that's very close to our hearts at Momentum Investments for various reasons. We certainly believe that as an investment business, we've got a responsibility not only to society, but also to the investment management industry as a whole, to do our bit to bring young professionals into the industry and to give them the appropriate background and knowledge and experience to have successful careers in the industry. So first of all, we see it as our duty, but then I'll be lying if I don't sort of tell you about the benefits for not only the individuals that's taking part, but also for us as a business. So firstly, I think it's such a great opportunity for the individuals taking part, getting experience in a investment management business like ourselves, having the opportunity to experience different things, get to know different people before you actually have to make a decision on where to focus your career and how you want to proceed, I think is a huge benefit to them and certainly something that will stand them in good stead. But then from an investment management business perspective, there's also huge benefits for us in that it creates diversity within the team. And here I'm not necessarily talking about cultural or racial or even gender diversity, but the most important one for me is age diversity. I think different age groups think so differently about the world and what's important, and you constantly have to deliberately try and bring young people into your business to keep up with the times and to stay on top of things, and that's the thing that excites me the most by including these individuals in the program. You asked about the naming of the internship program. So we chose the word Pambili, which means go forward or go forth. And we think it's just such an apt name for the point where these individuals are in their careers. They've sort of studied, finished their studies, and now they're looking at this big wide world and deciding how to approach it and where they want to focus their careers and their attention. And we see this really as a launch pad for them to launch their careers, to get some exposure, to understand what it's all about, to see some of the things that they've learned in practice, and to then decide how they want to proceed from there. So it's really that it speaks to that first step that they're taking in their career, and we're certainly excited to take that step with them. You mentioned COVID before and the difficulty of hiring, I guess, any new person in a COVID environment. And you're certainly right. It's a challenge that we've been dealing with in the business, not only from an internship program perspective, but also just bringing any new person into the business We have people that's been in the business for the last 12 months and can probably count on their one hand the amount of times they've actually seen some of their colleagues and some of their teammates, which is a little bit sad if you think about it. From an internship perspective, what we've done is we've conducted all of the interviews and all of that, those processes virtually, which was a challenge in itself. As you can imagine, for us that's been in this environment and working with colleagues for the last 18 months, Zoom and Teams is almost second nature now. But for these individuals, you know, it was really a new experience. They had to record a video of themselves explaining who they are and answer a few questions. And even that, which for most of us I think is something easy to do, for them you could see it was quite a challenge and it was something new. So again, a new skill that they learned, and we conducted the interviews through that process, and it all culminated in us then shortlisting a few individuals, which we then also had a virtual interview with some very senior people in the team.
Theo, I've heard a bit about the program and how it's run, and I was quite impressed about how serious the EXCO team is taking this, as you've just mentioned. It's not just a nice-to-have program, but it's something that's going to mold and steer the careers of two young people, Bafana and Paulina. So from what I've heard is they will be spending a lot of quality time with a lot of our experts. Please tell us more about how the program will be run and how it will be set out over the 18 months.
So I think the pleasing thing for me that you alluded to is all of the investment professionals are very excited to have them, firstly, and to help shape their careers, which speaks a little bit to giving back and fulfilling that responsibility, as I've called it before. So we've designed a process to literally give them exposure right across our business, and also not only from an investment management perspective, but also from a business perspective. So they'll be spending time in our operational teams, in our finance teams, and then especially in all of our investment capabilities, probably about 2 or 3 weeks at a time, to properly immerse themselves in how the team works, what they keep themselves busy with, how decisions are made, what kind of meetings and so forth they have. So we really think that it will give them great exposure across our business. It'll make them hopefully rounded individuals in the investment management industry and will certainly stand them in good stead going forward. We also intend giving them some global exposure. As everybody might be aware, we do have an office in London called Momentum Global Investment Management. And through that office and our partnership with Robeco, we will be giving them exposure to global investment management functions.
I just love the idea of exposure that you're talking about, Theo. I wish I had this opportunity when I started out. Definitely sounds like an opportunity that can catapult you in the right direction, help you find your own niche in the world. As you mentioned, that this project is a two-way benefit to the company and to Bafana and Paulina. So it's been about a month since they've been with the company, and I briefly chatted to them earlier last month, and I could just sense their excitement. One of the key things Bafana said to me was he knows how lucky he is to be part of a world-class team. And that really gives me goosebumps to think that we are in this fortunate position to elevate someone in their career. In your opinion, what has been their learning so far and how are things going with the program?
So for Bafana and Paulina, I think it's certainly been a whirlwind experience to date, as you can imagine. I think we can all relate to that first working experience and walking into a new team and a new company and a new building. So for them, I don't think it's been any different. It's been quite daunting and quite challenging. So what we've done is we've specifically paired them up to start off with some of our teams where it's a little bit less daunting from a day-to-day operational perspective, where there's less chance of, you know, feeling a little bit left out, as the investment professionals also have to get on with their day jobs. And we paired them up with our research team that spends a lot of their time sort of understanding the markets, understanding opportunities that's out there for us, which we thought would also give them a good background to how our processes work. And it's almost the heart of the business, if you want to think about it that way. I also think we all know investment professionals, and we know that it's a certain kind of individual that finds himself in an investment management space. And therefore, like I said before, we specifically designed the program to sort of pair them up with individuals that we thought would lead them through the journey almost, if I can put it that way. And it's certainly been the case. We spend a day and a half with them in the office on their first day, as you said, probably about a month ago. And while you could see that it was a daunting prospect for them, and they did look a little bit like deer caught in the headlights at first, we feel privileged to take them on this journey. They feel privileged to be part of the business. And we certainly have high hopes for them as they progress through this internship.
This program obviously fits into your vision for Momentum Investments in terms of our plans for transformation. Is this something you will be pursuing every 18 months?
That's certainly the idea. As I said before, diversity takes on so many facets, but certainly transforming the business is a key imperative for us. We also believe that the best way of achieving that is through growing our own timber and investing in people from an early age and bringing them through the processes and the teams, that you don't just go and try and hire people from the outside who then either fits into your culture or don't, but that we actually start very early on bringing people through the ranks and immersing them into our culture, our way of doing things, our processes. And then hopefully seeing them progress through the teams and take on more responsibility. So it's certainly a key initiative to help us address that strategic outcome. And to answer your question, yes, it is something that we actually want to expand on. So we took in two interns this time round. It's a bit of a new step for us, or certainly an internship after a couple of years of not doing it. And the idea is certainly to expand on this program as we go forward. I have to also just add maybe an interesting point. Our deputy CIO heading up our research hub where these interns are starting was actually also an intern in our business many years ago, joining us straight out of varsity. And I think that speaks a little bit to how we approaching this and how we see it eventually unfolding. If in a couple of years, maybe not a couple of years, if in time you could actually build your career up to be a deputy CIO of a business, it really speaks to the quality of that internship program and the plans that we have for these individuals.
Wow, that's very interesting. So Theo, obviously 18 months seems like a long time, but for two young people starting out in their first role, it's obviously can be an information overload. At the end of the program, what will be your measure of success?
We have designed the program in such a way that the candidates will also be given a real-world business problem during the internship program. So whether it is to improve an existing process or change something in the business for the better, they will have to do research on the topic. They will have to come up with a few suggestions or potential solutions to the problem. And then through a Shark Tank experience, if you will, they will then give feedback on their project at the end of the internship to some of the senior executives in our business. So this will give us the opportunity to sort of see how they apply what they've learned throughout the internship to a problem that we have in the business. And at the end, I think it will also help us assess whether firstly they were successful and learned something in the internship program, but then also it's feedback to us for future internship programs as to how we can design the program to better achieve our own goals. So it's a measure of success.
Yes, I think it's something very tangible that we can actually measure at the end.
Yeah, and also if you think about it, in that it's also learning for the individuals, right? I mean, all of us will be in situations where we're under a little bit of pressure and have to give feedback. So while you don't want to overdo it and scare the individuals away, you do want to gently apply pressure to see how they cope, because in that, they will also learn, a little bit about themselves. So it's all sort of aimed at the improvement over time of these individuals, which is quite nice.
Theo, you've mentioned that this is something you're interested in pursuing every 18 months with a new set of interns. What will then happen to the intern in the previous program?
In a perfect world, Lavashni, there would be opportunities in the business for those individuals. If all goes well, you know, we'd certainly like to absorb them into the teams and get them involved in the areas that they choose to specialize in. It is a little bit dependent on where the business is at and where those opportunities are at that stage. But we all know business as well, right? There are always opportunities arising. There's always need for good people. And my philosophy has always been you also create your own opportunities. So be the best that you can be, contribute where you can, and if you can make a difference and you can add value, there will always be an opportunity for you in our business. And that's certainly the way we're looking at this. So without making promises to the individuals up front, we do make it clear to them that it's up to them to show us what they can do and how they can add value, and then trust that the right thing will happen and there will always be space in our business for great people.
Wow, that sounds awesome. And I honestly do believe that is so true. It's up to an individual to take the right initiative. They've already made it after participating against 900 people to be the last two chosen. So I think it's up to them where they go next.
It's also something we looked for specifically in the interview process. So we were specifically looking for self-starters, individuals that are serious about their careers and have a passion for the industry. So we certainly try to look out for that in the interview process, and I've got full confidence in the two individuals that we've chosen that they'll be great at showing us what they can do and adding value to our business.
So Theo, we've got our two young candidates on their way on this program. For somebody listening to this podcast today and wanting to apply for the next round, what would we be looking for in them as a successful candidate for this program?
In my mind, a successful candidate is somebody that already made the decision that they want to be in investment management. So it's someone that has the theoretical background. Our existing two candidates have got postgrad degrees. So it's somebody that certainly made the choice and have got the studies behind them. But importantly, what we don't expect is somebody that already knows all of the answers. We understand that there's a big jump from theoretical knowledge into real-world practical investment management, and that's where we want to get involved in, because we believe every asset manager out there do things slightly different. And we want to immerse these individuals into our way of thinking and our way of doing things. So don't worry whether you've got the relevant practical experience. We'll give that to you. You bring your technical background, but also your thirst for knowledge, your willingness to learn, to be open to new things, to think outside the box, to work hard, but to also enjoy your time with us. Those are sort of the individuals that we're looking for, and the individuals that will thrive in our culture and our business going forward.
And I think, like you've mentioned earlier, Theo, I think young people have a curiosity, and I think that helps us to stay, you know, relevant. So I like the fact that they bring their youth and they bring that dynamic.
100%. You don't have to think about it too hard. It's, you know, we're looking for young people. We're looking for what they bring to the table. And it certainly, as I said before, it brings diversity into our thinking. And that's exactly one of the things that we're looking for in this program.
Theo, thanks for chatting with me today and for telling us more about Momentum Investments' new initiative. I think the world needs more initiatives like these, especially in these uncertain times that we're in. You've been listening to Investment Moments with Momentum Investments. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Lavashni, and goodbye.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.